Friday morning, which means it's time for Murray Olds to join us in the studio to wrap up the biggest stories in news and sport for the week. Murray Olds, it's been a big week for Australian politics.
Huge week, Mitch, and it's only a four-day week because, of course, we had Anzac Day on Monday.
That's right.
And huge crowds again, which is just, it's remarkable and fantastic to see. 30 years ago, Anzac Day was almost an afterthought. Nobody really bothered. I mean, they still marched, but you didn't get anywhere near the crowds you get today. And I'm not sure what has made that switch get flicked to vaudeville, but it's terrific. I mean, they're teaching it in schools now in a way they never did previously. And, you know, maybe I'm just an old guy, but I think it's important that young Australians, and Kiwis for that matter, learn about the Anzacs. And Anzac Day, for me, remains and will always be the premier number one day of commemorations and celebrations, if you will, even though 8,000 Australians were killed in 8 months on Gallipoli. It still remains a defining moment in the national psyche, and I think it's a bloody good day.
Yep, absolutely. Let's talk about the big sub decision.
Submarines, yeah. I mean, on matters military, and it did not go unnoticed that an ally of Australia's won the contract. The Japanese and the Germans missed out. And guess what? We were fighting them in the Second World War. But the French, very, very happy indeed. And the government insisting the deal came with the very important caveat that these machines, these 27th century, it's the most important, it's the most highly technical piece of equipment on the planet. Apparently it dwarfs the space shuttle in terms of its complexity.
Really?
And 12 of these big beasties are coming to Australia. And critically, they're going to be built in Australia.
Well, yeah, I think there's still some questions around it. What percent of the actual building will happen in Australia? Like, I saw an interview on 7:30 and
yep.
The Prime Minister being asked about this, and he couldn't really put it. Obviously, it's very early days.
Very early days. I mean, there's this broad and principle commitment. Yes, we will build your subs in Australia. Ha ha! Australian steel. Yes, of course, Australian steel. Ha ha! How much is going to be built here? Well, sufficient to sustain thousands of jobs in what is a rust bucket basket case economy down in South Australia.
Yeah.
Props up government seats in the upcoming election. It does nourish and sustain to a huge extent the Australian manufacturing sector that it really has fallen on tough times. No car industry to speak of anymore. So what do you do with all these highly trained technical workers?
Yeah.
Get them building subs and Navy ships and so on. And, you know, I also saw someone say this week that at some point in the future, maybe Australia, with the expertise that will be developed, your kids will be building submarines.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point in the future, Australia can be an exporter of submarines. I mean, look, the workforce here, in terms of education, skill levels and so on, second to none in the world. Just that the cost of labour here is so bloody dear.
Yep.
And that, of course, does add to the cost of the Australian submarine program. $50 billion, I bet you it's double that. I'll be in the grave when the final bill comes in, but it's going to be an enormous amount of money. And is it going to be worth it? Plenty of people are saying it's not.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, that's a big component of the week's news.
Yep.
Staying on politics, Murray Olds, a bit of a headache before the election, which is creeping ever so slow to the July 2 date. Manus Island, according to the Papua New Guinean Supreme Court, is illegal and will be closed down.
And the Papua New Guinean government, absolutely in lockstep with its judiciary, the Supreme Court decision, the government says we'll be honoured. You've got to close the place down. What happens to the 850 men who are still there? The Australian government last night, Peter Dutton, he's not a very popular bloke, I would suggest, Peter Dutton. He looks shifty. He looks like he looks like he's flogging used cars up Parramatta Road. Pardon me. Anyway, he essentially said last night, it's PNG's problem. Hang on. And what he did last night, he said there's a memorandum of understanding that says refugees must be settled in PNG. But the PNG government, for its part, Mitch, says, well, they can't be forced to live here. You can't force people to live here. Ultimately, PNG says it's your responsibility, Australia's responsibility. Australia's this morning yelling from the highest mountain in the land, they're not settling here. And Labor, of course, in lockstep with the government.
Yeah, very quickly to you two. I guess wash their hands of this problem, because the argument, as the argument goes, they're saying they want the people smuggling trade to reopen and have more deaths at sea.
Yep.
They're making a very simple case of what is a very complex issue, I think.
Yeah, but look what's happening in Europe. I mean, we had all those people, thousands drowning, and now Europe has said, we don't want you. Stay where you are. The elaborate, hugely expensive deal to get asylum seekers turned back from Greece to Turkey. And this is Europe's response. Guess what? It mirrors the Australian response, started by Labor, carried on by the coalition. Mm. It's impossible for me, and you know my politics, but it's impossible for anyone, I think, to argue that it's a good idea to see people drowning at sea. So to the extent that this policy, tough, inhumane, according to many people, outrageous, disgusting, disgraceful, at least these people are alive and no more boats have come.
My biggest concern about this is that you've got Manus Island, you've got Nauru. Yep. You know, I get the whole argument on drowning deaths at sea, yep, but why the secrecy around?
Correct.
Why this centre's around? Why can't, if they are doing, you know, doing a good job, why can't we have media in there talking to these people and, you know, that sort of stuff?
Because guess what? They're not doing a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, mental health. You don't have to look very hard to find all sorts of dreadful stories about the mental health of these poor people. Mm. I mean, part of the deal is they're supposed to have their applications for asylum processed in a timely and efficient manner. Some of them have been there for years.
3 years, yeah.
And what does that do to a person's mental health? Bugger all, I'd suggest. Mm. Wouldn't be very beneficial at all. So what are we going to do about these people? 850 men? I mean, the government, I think, deserves credit for getting kids out of detention. That's a huge positive, and that's acknowledged by all the critics of the government. Mm-hmm. Well done on that. But 850 men arrive. I was talking to a colleague of mine in New Zealand this morning, and she was saying, guess what? All the talk over in Wellington is that they may end up in New Zealand.
Okay.
And won't that be a black eye for Australia?
Will make us look very silly. All right, that's the biggest stories in news. Going to do sport, Marioles. Let's go.
There's plenty of them too. Last night, your Bunnies got touched up at the Tigers. The Tigers ending that six-game losing streak. Jason Taylor going, whoa! Because, as he said, I mean, very, very telling point. He says, you don't get to NRL level by being a hopeless player.
That's right.
The bounce of the ball hasn't gone their way. There's been all sorts of talk about no harmony in the team, that he himself may be getting the bullet. Mm. He said, guess what? Our players stepped up last night. They were humiliated after the flogging they copped the week before. He says, okay, we might not win the comp, but my players did arrive tonight. They did stand up and say, we are good enough to be at this level. So that's good. The other big news this morning, though, Mitch, is Kieran Foran, the yep, huge signing for Parramatta. He's their captain, mm-hmm, stolen from Manly. Just a fantastic player. Kiwi international. We all know how good he is. Mm-hmm. He's off. He will not be playing tonight against the Dogs. And he's out of the game for an unspecified period of time. I was digging around overnight and this morning. It looks like there's some sort of personal issue, maybe at home. Mm-hmm. He's got two children with a young woman. And apparently her Facebook page has been changed, updated, no reference. She says, I'm a single mum and blah, blah, blah. So
okay,
maybe there's a few issues off the field because he's just such a good player. You love watching players of that calibre, don't you? I don't care what club he's with.
Absolutely.
Just a great player.
A couple of big Olympic stories as well, Marioles.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a controversy with, I think, involving cycling, some pretty rash comments about female and Paralympic.
There's an Australian, a well-known Australian cycling coach who was signed up as technical director for the British cycling team. And you know how good British cyclists have been at that elite level for a long period of time. Now, for reasons best, I mean, he's accused, and he denies this, mm-hmm, but he's accused of making dreadful remarks about Paralympic cyclists. And also of giving a huge backhanding slap to one of Great Britain's best female cyclists, suggesting her bottom was far too large to be cycling anymore and go and have some babies.
Okay.
Now, that's gone over really not too well, mm, as you might expect. Mm-hmm. He's denied it, but he stepped down 100 days out from the Olympic Games. Great Britain is saying, nothing to see here, move on. But he's going to be, there will be an inquiry. The other big, well, there are two other Olympics-related stories because, of course, we will be looking at the Games as they get ever closer. Australia's in the top 10 of a world list, but not for all the good reasons. Mm-hmm. We are the number 7 country in the world for doping offences.
Whoa.
In 2014. Russia leads the list. You've got Australia, though, in the top 10. You've got 109 countries, 83 sports committed anti-doping rule breaches in 2014. Russia was the top offender for almost 10% of the 1,700 violations recorded. Russia was right up there at the top. Australia recorded 49, 20 in rugby league, 9 in bodybuilding. You've got 2 in Australian rules footy. You've got 2 in weightlifting, 4 in life-saving. and two in cycling, with three violations in athletics.
Okay.
Now, globally, athletics and bodybuilding are worst offenders, more than 400 violations between those two sports. And, of course, Russia, the top of the table, could the entire track team could miss out on Rio because they're dirty cheats. And they've been told, guess what, guys and girls, you're not wanted. Turning up like a condom full of walnuts. Just ridiculous that they're even allowed to compete anywhere in the world. Absolutely ridiculous.
We'll finish on a positive Olympic story.
This is great.
Comeback king.
Oh, and this is extraordinary. You know what? I've been to 12 of these things, Olympic Games, Paralympic Games, Commonwealth. I've never heard of Scott Keach.
Mm-hmm.
He was a young man, 23 years of age, when he went to Seoul in 1988. You weren't even born.
I was one.
You were one.
Yes.
He competed at the age of 23. He's going to Rio at 51.
Wow.
Just amazing. He's been based in Florida for many years, but competing in that international sort of circuit at the highest possible level. Super athlete, apparently. I've never heard of him.
Equestrian, right?
That's right. Here's the thing. Scott Keach, I mean, put his name down, because they're saying he's a dead set medal chance. He went to Seoul as an eventer, so the cross country.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to compete in Rio in show jumping, which is pretty unusual. I mean, it's like a shot putter all of a sudden running 100 metres. So the previous mark, by the way, for the longest spell between games, this will be 28 years. The previous longest mark was 16 years. A couple of women sailors, they went to Seoul and then went to Athens. So this guy, 28 years between Olympic Games. Fantastic.
All the best to him. There you go. The biggest stories in news and sport for the week. Thanks very much, Mario.
Pleasure, Mitch. Enjoy the weekend, my friend.